I'm CT. When I'm not hosting podcasts, I live in the real world. I mean, everybody has to have a job, right? Well, mine happens to be CS, customer service. You know, solutions, relationships, while keeping my team motivated to keep a constant connection with each and every guest who has chosen to stop into our location. Episode number 74, Lost Sister, Teen Troubles, and Sudden Sickness. This is CTCS.
Transition Walk. Day number one going into four. I just got word that my sister has passed. Most would use this as an excuse not to go to work. My sister would look at me in the eyes and she would say, "Are you crazy? This is not the way we were raised. You know what life is all about. Get in there and be with the people. Use this as an opportunity to connect with a deeper level of growth with your community." That's my sister talking. And that's what I have to do. And because that's what she would want me to do. Well, here we go, into the store. Windy day, 77 degrees, February 23rd, windy day, 77 degrees, February 23rd. Aye, 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 wintertime is gonna come bite us in the ass like you wouldn't believe. Anyway, we'll be open because we are those superheroes at the grocery store. I don't even remember driving here. I don't. I just know that somehow, some way, I crawled into the car and I'm on a mission. And that is to get to normal. That is not to sit back and mourn in the way that I would like to, but I can't. I didn't last 30 fucking seconds. I get in there to customer service and a wall of hugs. That's my family here. And maybe that's why I'm here today, is because I just needed to go be with family.
What's going on? All right. So yesterday, you know, we have a constant problem with juveniles still at
Jesus.
And the high school looks out at 2:30 and they come in here and they steal every fucking day. And I see it happen and I usually let it go. Well, these two boys came in yesterday and they come down to HBC and the kid starts putting hair gel in his hair off the shelf. And I'm watching him from register 5. I never approached him. And he's in there with a smaller kid and he cuffs a tube of something in his hand. And they both make their way around the wall to go to the restroom. And I'm standing on register 5. I got my hand on the mic and I'm watching them and I'm calling Joe up. And they see me looking and they freak out. And so they put back on the shelf. And then they fill their water bottle up at the water fountain, which is still in my view. And I'm staring the entire time. And Joe's on his way up, and the little one leaves. And the bigger one starts beelining it towards me. And I'm like, okay, this is going to be interesting. And so the older one, he comes up to me, and he goes, "Yeah, I just wanted to know why you're staring at me." And I said, "Because you're taking product out of the bottle and putting it in your hair. That's off the shelf." And he goes, "Well, I'm going to buy it." And so I go, "Well, that's not what people typically do, so that's why I'm looking at you." And he goes, "Well, you're making me uncomfortable." And I said, "Well, don't take product off the shelf and use it." And he goes, "Well, I'm buying it. I don't understand." And he goes, "I'm 14 years old. You're making me uncomfortable." And I said, "Well, this is a public place. I said, so stay at home if you don't feel comfortable with people looking at you." I said, "I never said a word to you. I said, I'm just standing here watching you." And he goes, "Well, you need to worry about the cigarettes that are in the bathroom." And I said, "Well, right now I'm worried about people that are trying to steal off the shelf." And so he got on his phone and walked away. And I had a moment where I was like, am I going to be like mad? Are they going to come and fire me? And then I remembered, I stood at register 5. I never approached that kid. That kid came up to me. So hopefully this puts an end to it. Now, my next mission is the two kids that are having sex in the bathroom.
Again?
Yeah, I had to clean that up yesterday. So our goal today has to be a boy and a girl together, giant backpacks on. If we see them, I don't even care. I'm going to follow them.
Yep. Here we go. Day number two. No transition walk today. I was scheduled for a 12 o'clock interview with an actor. And well, we get stood up. I mean, but yeah, it happens. It happens when we do that kind of stuff. I mean, any time that someone answers back to me after I say hello or good morning, good afternoon, you know, it's like, well, what are we going to do now? And usually it's like, ask the first question and let's get this conversation going. So running really late. So the transition today is it's going to have to be focused on traffic. The first thing that I do when I get to the store is, as I'm walking in, I'm looking at the corrals to find out how many carts are out here. It's important, man. We've already got a shortage of carts, and if our guests don't find a cart inside that room, they're going to hold that against us. They're going to be angry. And it's little things like that where, you know what? I'm just going to go to another store. Here's one for you. I'm going to put it in your hands. Who cleans up the mess? The Coca-Cola people drop an entire case of glass bottles shattered everywhere, an entire case. And their philosophy is, it's your store. You clean it up. Yet it was them who broke the bottles. What would you do if you're the manager, if you're in customer service? Do you send your people over, or do they clean up the mess? Oh, Jesus. So the margaritas.
Yeah.
What was her basic comment?
Huh?
Yeah, is that what it was? Huh?
Yeah, well, like I said, I walked by, and like her back was to me. She was putting something else. I think she had them in the green cart.
Right.
And I think she took them from that and then put them in there. So then when she saw me, she you know, already had zipped it up, and then she walked over here, and I came back, and she was taking them out. I was like, go.
Yep. We got her.
But I just wanted to see what her.
Oh, I'm
like,
yeah.
So.
Oh yeah.
Next time she comes in.
Was she even legal?
I don't even know. Probably not. She didn't look like she was.
He didn't. Yeah.
You sure you don't want to stay here for this Friday night?
Man, it's so quiet right now, but while you were on lunch, all this shit happened. Like, I went in the bathroom. There was a basket left in there. Shit was in the trash. Security's going down, busting people with margaritas, going around busting kids, trying to steal candy. The homeless guy came in here. I'm like, where the hell's CT at? All this shit. Like, they waited for you to leave, man. And I'm grabbing my radio, like, getting ready to call you, like, every 5 seconds. It was crazy.
Water down there.
There's a water spill?
Yeah, well, two, she said, and shit, 1,000 or something over there.
Okay, all right, we're on our way. Here we go. Into day number 3. It should be day number 4, though. But yesterday, I was sick. And here's the thing about when I get sick and I call in sick, he must really be sick. Because in broadcasting and radio, there's no such thing. You show up no matter what. Which reminds me of what a program director once sat down and talked to me about back in 1981. He goes, a real broadcaster is someone that if your mother passes away, you still do your radio show. I always thought that was the harshest damn thing anybody could ever say to me. Until later on, when my father passed away, and an operations manager looked at me and said, so you think you've got to go back to Billings, huh? Yeah, it's my father's funeral. You need to give me a report as to why you think that's more important than being in your position here. Wow. So yesterday, when I'm sick, I must have really been sick. But here we go with CS. Grocery Store Appreciation Week. What they've done this week is they've given us a free meal, and we had that earlier this week, and we also got fuel points as well as a bonus on our cards. And then today I come in and wow, there's even another meal waiting for us. That's just their way of saying, hey, thank you so much for doing what you're doing. And so it's kind of stuff like this, you know. No wonder I wanted to come back a day after being sick. You want to go be with family. You just want to go hang out with those that, you know, where you do positive things. All right, Tiana, what is going on here? What are you doing back here in Floral?
In my defense, I didn't expect to get caught. But, you know, maintaining.
So are you back here today? You're not on the registers?
Not on the register today, but it looks like I'm getting crazy out there.
It is, yeah.
Wow.
So, I mean, it's just really weird to me. I'm so used to seeing you up front. And
yeah.
And when I come by Floral.
Yeah.
Well, I know they're in good hands, man. That's not just a suck-up right there, all right? I know you can do it. Because you're a cancer like I'm a cancer.
Yeah.
It's all about creativity.
Pretty much. Thriving, actually.
When you spend a day away from the grocery store because of sickness, you come back and you're very much aware of what you felt like in the past 24 to 48 hours and the days before that when it was building up. But here's the funny part. I'm very much aware of how everybody is sniffling, sneezing, rubbing their eyes, and groaning like they're in just as much pain. We're in the middle of it. Here's the plan, Stan. It's not working out that good. You know, staying away for one day, because of the body aches and the pains and in your face and in your ears. I'm gonna step back and I'm gonna punt. I've got to find the electrolytes. I don't know if I'm gonna do Pedialyte or if I'm gonna come over here and do the Gatorade Light or even Body Armor. I need something that's going to kick my ass back into place. You should never be embarrassed to take things back to a grocery store 1 or 2 days later. I think the part where I kind of feel uncomfortable is when it comes from a different store and you feel the food and it's very warm and it's all frozen stuff as well as dairy stuff. So the $43.75 of groceries that they're bringing back, 100% goes into the trash. So a lot of money was lost on that deal. But don't be embarrassed when you bring things back. I mean, I understand that's our rule. It's you know, it's a money back guarantee. But man, once it leaves this building, if it's frozen or if it's dairy, it's going in the trash if it comes back. Oh yeah, here it comes. Late night crew is coming in, or the nighttime crew, and right off the bat they're saying, you know how short we were last night? You know, they kind of put you that through that guilt trip, and it's like, what? No way. Come on. We've all been there. But I knew, and that was one of the reasons why I had a problem with you know, not coming in, because I knew that somewhere along the line I was going to become that guy. And I'm learning today that I was that guy who didn't show up and the team was short last night. But you should see how many people are not showing up today. We've got 4 people here that didn't show up. Well, they are that guy too. Part about the business of the grocery store is this part. Trying to train the next level of managers. Pulling them from other businesses. People that have never done the register, have never put in the hours out there pulling in the carts. And the reason I bring this up is because this is like 3 times in a row now where they've been really working hard on building these managers for our store. And all 3 times now, those that they have selected don't call in. They don't show up. And all of a sudden, they're gone. It's like, where along the interview process is our group saying, oh, we made another mistake? You got to end that. There's got to be signs in the very beginning that say, this person isn't going to be who they think they are. Lane number 2. There's a gentleman there that's got a Bulls jersey on, number 23.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I'll bet you that the majority of millennials and Generation Z have no idea what Bulls 23 is.
For the wearing it for the colors, or they, I don't know. I mean, a lot of them now are LeBron or Kobe. So yeah. The fact that he's wearing that, I bet he's from there.
Yeah, you think so? So we're trying to figure out if you're from Chicago. Are you from Chicago? No? Okay, well, go Michael.
There you go. Another wacky story. CTCS. You know, you can hear all the episodes on a podcast called The Customer Is Never Right. You can pick it up on iHeartRadio. Thanks for being here.